At Wheaton College in Illinois, students do not hustle, boogie, bump, grind, or swing. They don't Macarena, they don't twist and shout, and they don't party like it's 1999. This is their idea of a good time.
Now the first old gent with a pretty little girl go down the center with a butterfly whirl. Lady goes right, the gent goes left, and a balance to your partner.
At least it was. The Christian college allowed only square dancing among undergraduates. Wheaton is replacing its strict statement of responsibilities with a somewhat more lenient community covenant that allows dancing.
Under this policy, you're allowed to dance off campus, and on campus, there are allowed to be dances, but they have to be sponsored by a department.
Tanya Oxley is vice president of the student government.
The director of student activities is taking the time this semester to research different dancing policies and kind of come up with a policy of how we're going to go about doing this. And they're not going to plan any official dance of any sort until the fall.
Which means she'll miss the dance since she graduates in May. There's no word on whether the music will include hip-hop, country, salsa, funk, or Christian rap.
I think that a lot of students are excited in terms of wanting to have ballroom dancing classes and learning how to swing dance, and in the ROTC program here, I know they're looking forward to maybe doing a military ball, and we have a formal in February, and I know they're looking forward next year to be able to have, you know, dancing.
Wheaton has had formals without dancing.
So the formals have just been a formal dinner and then some form of entertainment. A couple years we had comedy sports come out, and I don't think anyone really felt restricted by that, because I think especially Christians and students at Wheaton College, like, we know how to have fun in like a pure, wholesome way that isn't, you know, getting drunk.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine.
Oxley says when the board discussed this policy change, it had one major concern.
Making sure that everything is like biblically based, and there's nothing really in the Bible against dancing.
And now there's nothing in the school rules either, as long as the dancing isn't immodest, sinfully erotic, or harmfully violent.